And now, the rest of the story.
Was there ever a youngster more accident-prone than Jerry? Montana farm boy was 5 when the chronic calamity started happening. He was trying to chop wood with a heavy axe when he was 5 years young. He lifted the axe over his head and it slipped from his hands and fell. Terribly slashed his chin and his throat, and they were hours sewing him up in the hospital, but they saved the boy, if barely. Age 12, Jerry was climbing a tree and a branch broke. The youngster plummeted to the ground, severely injuring his back and one arm. Later in school, manual arts class, Jerry backed into a lathe, and that powerful machine ripped a huge chunk of flesh and muscle from his thigh. Jerry recovered from that injury just in time to go bird hunting with some friends. He took his grandfather's shotgun. He dropped the gun. Accidentally shot himself in the right side and arm. His closest call thus far. Half the muscle in his right forearm was gone. Both bones were shattered. A nerve was crushed. His liver was punctured. Beyond that, the boy lost enough blood to keep him dangling between life and death for 30 days. There were several operations, but somehow the youngster survived and recuperated. Jerry was even able to run again, which he eagerly demonstrated by chasing a calf through a field one day, whereupon he tripped over a rotten board, sending enormous splinters deep into his leg and groin, back into the hospital, back into surgery. One of the splinters doctors removed was 7 inches long and just a fraction of an inch from his spine. A few weeks later, Jerry was riding in a car driven by a friend. The friend wanted to see how fast the car would go. The answer was 100 miles an hour. Revealed it just as the driver lost control and spun the car off the road into a tree. Miraculously, both teenagers were thrown free as the vehicle burst into flame. So Jerry did live to grow up, but he never outgrew his accident-proneness. There were more gashes and breaks and fractures, even a detached retina, which required a delicate operation to save Jerry's sight. Then one day, a doctor discovered a tumor in Jerry's chest, just below his breastbone. Certain it was cancer, the physician recommended surgery at once. The worst turned out not to be. What the surgeons removed was a non-malignant grapefruit-sized growth, invariably fatal if left, but entirely curable when removed. So Jerry was entirely cured. Then a few weeks later, another lump started growing in Jerry's lower abdomen. He went to Mayo Clinic for surgery this time. They found a perforated intestine. They repaired that. Post-operative pneumonia followed. The intestine burst again. The doctors operated again, temporary colostomy included. But the wound refused to heal. A third operation revealed 4 wooden splinters, 3 to 5 inches long. They had been there since Jerry's accident in the field 12 years previous. Surgeons then had found fewer than all of the splinters. 2 more operations, Jerry was as good as new. Until the next time. By the age of 29, Jerry'd had 23 operations comprising more than 500 stitches, and now having learned all of the awful things that happened in his spare time, you'd be amazed to hear about his job-related injuries. There are no statistics on this, but Jerry, Mr. Misfortune, having assisted the Green Bay Packers in 6 conference championships and 5 league championships and 2 Super Bowl victories, outstanding offensive guard Jerry Kramer has to be the all-time most injured player in National Football League history. And also one of the all-time best. Now you know the rest of the story.